welcome to Metro on Community Radio KGNU and a Happy New Year. I'm Maeve Conran, and as it is the start of a new year, it's a great time to introduce a new news host who's going to be a regular voice on the airwaves. Shigeeta Yarborough will be joining us on the first Monday Metro of every month, and she's going to be discussing issues impacting single parents and their families, as well as exploring the vast resources that are available in the community. Now, Shigeeta is very familiar with this issue. She blogs at victoriossingleparent.com, and that is also the name of this new segment. We're delighted to have you in the studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, Shigeeta, as I said, you have this blog, victoriossingleparent.com, and yes. Your own life experience, though, has brought you to this place where you're blogging about these issues, but you're also meeting folks in the community, sharing some of the knowledge that you have managed to get through your own personal experience. And I know you're going to be exploring a wide variety of these issues on Mondays here on KGNU. But tell us a little bit about your own background and how it's brought you to this place where you want to share your own knowledge and experience to help other single families, single parent families.
Yes. First, I would like to say thank you, Mae, for giving me this opportunity to be able to share my experience and other single parents' experiences. I'm a single mother. I'm divorced. I have four children, two girls, two boys. My oldest is 30 and my next is 23. And then I have an 18 and a 16-year-old. So, what led me to where I am today, of course, is the divorce, but also learning how to survive as a single parent in my community, wherever my community may have been. And there was a struggle. There wasn't enough support for single parents. There wasn't awareness in the community of how much support single parents needed. So it led me to realize, wow, our community need to support more single parents. So a lot of times, a lot of people would come to me and ask me, how are you doing this? How can you take care of all of your kids, go to work, your kids are great, and you still look happy, and all of these things. So a lot of people will ask me that, and then people will say, you need to write a book, or, I mean, and most of the time it was married women that would ask me this because they couldn't understand how I could survive on a daily basis with four kids.
And not just surviving, but, you know, succeeding. I mean, your kids are doing phenomenally well. We can maybe talk about them in a little bit. I know sometimes kids don't like to be spoken about, certainly not on the radio. But, you know, in addition to working, being a mom, you've been involved in the League of Women Voters in Boulder County. I know the Community Foundation of Boulder County, their leadership program. I mean, you're not just identified wearing the label of being a mom. You are doing so many other things. And so we're going to get into your own personal story, but you do have four kids and it's a variety of ages.
Correct.
But you have, I think, a couple at home now.
Correct. I have my 16-year-old is still at home. My 18-year-old is in college. And so, and he will be attending the University of Kansas. And so on breaks, he's home with me. But so far, so mostly my 16-year-old is the one who's at home with me full time. But yeah, no grandkids yet. Yay. But yeah.
Well, one of the issues I know that we have talked about, and I know you're going to explore, is when you are a single parent and you are living in a place that's away from your family, that the extra levels of stress that adds, because there's nobody you can call if you're stuck in traffic on your way home late from a meeting and you got to go pick up your kid. I mean, you are it. That single parent, that's an uppercase S, underlined, bold, italicized. You're on your own. I mean, and there are a variety of different circumstances that lead to that. Maybe you could explore some of that, because when you break away from a relationship for whatever reason, there's often judgment and labeling that goes on you as well as the mother. It's like, well, you chose to leave, so now you got to deal with the consequences. Talk a little bit about that absence of family support and some of the judgment and labeling that goes along with it then when you move with your kids to a different place for a variety of reasons.
Yes, I believe that a lot of single parents are definitely judged for their choices and decisions. Now, there are some single parents who are in the situation because of the other person who decided to leave. But more so, the women usually make that choice to leave because they get to a point where they can't take it any longer. So yes, when I was divorced, my most struggle probably was separating my kids from their father and in the same household. And people and family members saying, you can't do this to your kids. You shouldn't do this to your kids. You can't do this to your kids. And that was very stressful. You know, it was hardening my heart a little bit at the same time, because I knew I had to do what I needed to do for my kids, because that my relationship was not healthy. And my kids were noticing that. Kids notice everything. So so I had came to a point where I had to leave, because it was getting worse even after I moved out and I was still in the same city. So I packed up my kids and drove a 26-foot truck with my little Jetta on the back with my four kids, and we moved to Texas from Tennessee and started a new life and started over brand new with no one there and without that support that you were mentioning. And it was hard. But, you know, I had to hold it together for my kids. And I wanted my children to also understand that no matter what happens in life, you can pick up the pieces. Not to say it's going to be easy, but you can. You can get up and start all over again, and it will be okay.
Well, after Texas, I mean, ultimately, you've ended up here in Colorado.
That's correct. Now I'm in Colorado.
I mean, that's a whole other move then. Well, and that's right. Much further away from your family base as well.
Yes, yes.
So now that you are here, I know that you meet other single parents mm-hmm. out and about, and just on your travels and in conversation, that you've come to realize that there's a real need for resources, particularly for single parents. And I just have to let people know, since I've been telling people just anecdotally that we're starting a new segment, just really focusing on single parents, I've gotten this massive response going, what a fantastic idea and what a very necessary show that we need to have here in the community. And because when we talk about traditional families, I think we're so far removed from what a traditional family was, with maybe a mother and a father and kids. That is not the norm anymore.
Right.
Whether it's a single parent of either gender or, you know, same-sex parents or mm-hmm. whatever. I mean, our idea of a family is just all across the spectrum these days. So what are you hearing when you're out and about and in contact with other single parents or just other parents about some of the major issues?
Well, of course, we talked about being judged as one, but one of the issues that I know that I had as a single parent, I was very proudful. So I didn't want people to know or to think that I had issues or that I was struggling. And I didn't want to receive help from anyone. So I think that's a big issue. Not knowing that people are willing to support you and to help you and be able to receive the help. So the resources for our community for single parents are there. But I think that the traditional family community need to understand that it would be more helpful if they were more aware and understanding of how difficult it can be for someone to receive help. So include single parents, because a single parent and their kids is a package deal. That's it. We're a package. It's no, you know, there's no, oh, we have dinner, you know, like a date night with, you know, you and your husband can go for a date night and get a sitter. Some single parents can't afford a babysitter because of, you know, the low wages that they're making. Some of them work two jobs. So, you know, just to know that the community is aware that there are issues with single parenting, and we would love to have the support to say, oh, that's right, let's not forget about our single parents, whether it's a church or community functions. You know, we want to be able to enjoy events just like traditional families.
So, Chiquita, we did mention that you're a single mom of four kids, and they are doing so well. You have one who's still at home, who's in high school. You've got a college student. You've got kids who have graduated. I mean, tell us just a little bit about your kids so our listeners can have an idea about how you as a mom can, you know, help other single parents going forward.
Yes, I guess I'm kind of a different single parent. I have my oldest daughter is 30. My ex-husband and I, we adopted her when she was 10. So I had to deal with the challenges of an adopted child at, she was around 10 years old, but she was around us when she was 7. And that was, it was a challenge because she wanted to go back where she had originally been and just being transitioned into a new family. So we had to deal with that. But now she's 30, she's married. She's working on her master's degree. Her husband is in medical school. So, and she's wonderful, and I love her dearly. And my oldest son, who's 23, will be getting married next month. He graduated from CU Boulder. He was student government president at CU, and he's applying for law school right now. He's a kindergarten teacher with, he went through Teach for America. And then my 18-year-old, who graduated from Fairview High School, who is now getting ready to attend Kansas University. And then my 16-year-old, who is in the International Baccalaureate Program at Niwot High School, who also wants to be an attorney. She has her eye on Harvard. And so my kids are great. I love them all. There were challenges, of course. I think when I divorced, my oldest daughter was, she was still in high school, but she was getting ready to graduate. So she was going on her way to college. My oldest son probably had the most challenges because he was getting ready to start middle school. So that's a tough age, preteen, and just coming in and starting at a new city, a new school, new friends and everything. But he thrived. I mean, he was the student council president of middle school, student body president of high school, and at college. So I just want parents to know that if you are consistent, that you and show the love and give the love to your children, they can thrive and be successful.
And I think it's so important that we share the success stories of your kids, Chiquita, because there is this narrative, and very often we get it from statistics that come out from, you know, official agencies, that if you're the child of a single mother, you're more likely to end up in poverty or you're more likely to end up in trouble. That does not have to be the case. And
that's
your,
right.
Your own family proves that point.
That's right. And I will say that in the state of Texas and the city of Austin, I had a lot of community support. And I believe that's what really helped me during times where I needed, because I would have one kid in football, another one in soccer. And I had parents that would say, I'll get this one for you. I'll get, you know, if you know where you want to meet up and things like that. So that is the support that the community stepped in and helped. And I just want that awareness to be for Boulder County as well, or Colorado, all communities actually, to understand that this is a single parent who's out there trying to do things. I had my kids in absolutely everything as a single mom. And it was hard. It was hard. But I did it with the help of some people in the community. And it would be awesome if all communities can do that.
We're speaking with Chiquita Yarbrough here on KGNU on this Monday afternoon. It is Metro, and it's a new segment that we're introducing for the new year with a new host, Victorious Single Parent. That is the name of the segment. It's the name of Chiquita's blog, and she's going to be the host on the first Monday of every month on Metro going forward, taking a look at these issues that really directly impact single parents. Through her own life experience, Chiquita has amassed a whole body of knowledge that she shares with other single parents, and she often meets folks in the community. She blogs about these issues at victoriossingleparent.com, and people can contact Chiquita directly through that website, which we'll link to at kgnu.org. And going forward, what are going to be some of the issues that you're going to be tackling? You know, each show will have a specific issue or two that you're going to be dealing with. What can people expect?
Well, people can expect that we will talk about financial issues or finances, how important it is for single parents to get in the habit of starting to save, teaching their children how to save money, and just being consistent. That's my key word for everything is being consistent. My kids, when what we would do is set a budget. I say, this is how much we can spend on leisure activities, recreational activities. So we would sit down. I say, so what are the activities you all want to do? And we would discuss it. And we would look up and see how much it would cost. And then we would determine how much it would be for the month. And then I let them create the budget. And that way they are involved as well in the family finances, and they just a little part of it. So we will talk about how you can get your children involved in helping with the budget. We will talk about taxes, how you can prepare your taxes and how it's beneficial, what you need to do to make sure that your tax return will be beneficial for you as the head of household. for 2017. We will also talk about some mental wellness. How do you get over the breakup of a relationship or of a marriage? How do you see the signs or recognize the signs of depression because of the loss? How do you see the signs in your children with aggression or things like that? So we want to talk more about mental wellness. And I know a lot of times as a parent, you have to keep moving. A single parent, you just have to keep moving. You can't really, a lot of times we lose ourselves because we don't take care of ourselves. So how can we mentally, socially, spiritually take care of, emotionally take care of ourselves while we take care of our children?
I mean, you don't get a day off. You don't get a day off really as a parent, but right. If you have a partner or, you know, even family or support around you, you can maybe get a couple of hours off. But as a single mom who's living in a different state from the rest of her family, you don't even get a minute off.
No.
But as we will be exploring in future shows, that type of self-care and creating those opportunities to, you know, care for yourself mentally are so crucial.
It is. Very crucial.
Well, let's get back to this issue that I really think is worth exploring about labeling and judgment, mm-hmm. because we did a segment recently on KGNU on economics and how there's a huge group of men who are completely absent from the workforce. I mean, millions of labor aged men, 25 to 50, just completely gone. And people aren't really talking about that. And it got me thinking about how back in the 90s, there was a group of people who were absent from the labour force in a completely different way, who were targeted, labelled, and all this judgment heaped upon them, and that was single mothers. Mm-hmm. And they were labelled welfare queens, and they were labelled the Cadillac queens, and policies were created to force them back into the labour force, in many ways to the detriment of their families, because they had to, you know, very often go into low wage jobs, so taking on several jobs, and then they were absent from their kids because they had to do this, and then kids maybe got into trouble at school, yet more judgment heaped upon them. And yet we're not seeing that in any other capacity with other groups that are absent from the labour force. So do you want to talk a little bit more about that whole labelling and judgment? I mean, we saw policy directly related to that back in the 90s, but that issue of labelling and judgment seems to still get heaped upon single, particularly single mothers. I know you deal with all types of single parents, but, right. You know, single mothers particularly.
Yes. It's so funny how, if a single mom goes into the human and Health and Human Services Department to receive help or assistance, yes, we are labeled, you know, as the welfare queens or whatever, especially, you know, when it started back then. But I think the number one label for single moms particularly is superwoman. And that label is not a label I really want.
Now, that's interesting, because that seems like something that's incredibly positive on the completely opposite end of the spectrum from the welfare queen. And yes, as we're hearing now from you, Shakita, that's also a label that really shouldn't be placed on people as well.
That's right, because it's not reality, and it's not a label that most single moms want, because they want help. They need help. They don't want to do everything. I don't want to do everything. I wish I did have help. But we do it because it's necessary, and we have to do it for our children and ourselves. And so the same thing as if you need assistance for food or rent assistance, doesn't mean we really want to ask for help, because like I said, most single moms are very prideful. But if we have to, we will, you know, because most of the jobs are low paying jobs for them, and they have to work two jobs, and it still doesn't cover all the expenses that you will have with the kids. And so so I think society look at a single parent with children, and they, you know, look at them. They're functioning fine in the community. They're at the grocery store, the single mom with her kids at the grocery store. I just really believe that the community really do not recognize or are aware of the struggles that a single parent may have and all the things they have to do that they really, I mean, it's very challenging for them. So that label of superwoman, I think, is a label that most single moms really don't want. And it's really unrealistic. I'd rather for superwoman to stay in the comics.
I mean, that is so interesting, because I think a lot of people would think, well, that's a positive thing. It's really recognizing how amazing you are to be able to do all of this. And yet, I think when we impose this type of narrative, it's equally as damaging as labeling people as welfare queens, because I think it also lets society off the hook on, well, hey, they're superwomen, they can do it all.
Right.
And it doesn't recognize the fact that, you know what, society needs to step forward and give that support for, you know, on various different levels.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because when we're supposed to do everything, and it's a burden on the mom. So that takes away spending more time with their children. That takes away from the mother spending more time on herself, which is crucially important.
Well, we just have a few minutes left this morning. We just have a few minutes left this afternoon with Shakita Yarbrough, who is a new host and a new regular voice you're going to be hearing on KGNU. She's going to be the host for the first Monday Metro going forward, hosting a segment, Victorious Single Parent. And that's actually the name of her blog, victoriossingleparent.com, where she talks about a variety of different issues facing single parents, using her own life experience, but also, you know, the experience of talking to other single parents in the community. And just as we finish up, Shakita, I mean, we're just coming out of the holiday period, and this can often be one of the most challenging times for single parents, because you also have that dynamic of which parent gets to spend the time with the child, and what happens then when those children come back to the parent that they're with throughout the rest of the year. I mean, is this a particularly challenging time?
Oh, yes, it really is. Any holiday or any time off or school time off is very challenging for those who have the opportunity to have the other, the ex involved in the children's life. So a lot of times, you know, you get the children back and everything that you have taught them somehow in a week or in 2 weeks is just gone. How can that happen? I've been teaching you this for 9 months or 10 months, 12 months or, but it happens. And so you have to start your ritual all over again. But it's okay. Believe me, it will work. Just be consistent. Be consistent. And the main thing for kids is that they just want to be loved. That's number one for children. No matter how they act out, they just want to be loved. They want to be loved by their father. They want to be loved by their mother. And if we just show them love, no matter how their attitude have changed, come, you know, once they return from the other, from their ex, from your ex, just show them the love and say, this is not acceptable. This behavior is not acceptable. We have gone through this several times, but, you know, I still love you.
Well, just as we finished up, Shakita, I mean, I know we're going to be exploring a whole variety of issues, yes, from financial issues to tax returns to, you know, the mental health component of all of this. What's the intersection though with some of the other issues that we talk about a lot, because I know a lot of it is women's issues and single parenting, because very often single parents are women, mm-hmm. and very often women are getting paid less than men, and mm-hmm. then if you're a single parent there's that issue too, but also there's a race issue as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've talked about the judgment that's often heaped on women who leave a relationship, but can you talk from your own experience about if there's an intersection then with race and racism that you might have experienced, particularly in a community like Boulder County, which isn't on the surface, you know, a terribly diverse community?
Right. So definitely with minorities, women of color, that demographic is so high as far as for single parents. And the judgment of being a single parent, because it was, you know, most people say, oh, it's your fault because you're a single parent, so you brought all of this on your own. And then being a minority on top of that, and the wages are less. Just in Boulder County, there's not a lot of cultural diversity. So as a single mom, you lack that because you have to teach. I have to teach the culture how I was raised, because my kids, it's not here. I mean, the culture is not here for them. Although I think Boulder County is getting better, but even in the Latino community, the same thing, you know, just having that, missing that lack of culture that your kids was raised on, or I was raised on, that's another component that is missing in the so-called traditional family that we don't have. So you're missing the culture, you're missing the spouse or the partner, possibly the finances, because not all single parents are struggling financially.
But what about that judgment? Because we did talk about there's so often judgment heaped upon single parents. Well, you made a choice to leave, and that mm-hmm. very often heaped on a woman, because somehow we're supposed to just give up everything for the sake of children and family unity. But then as a woman of color, mm-hmm. do you experience that judgment then, you know, a whole other layer, you know, which is basically racism that's very often heaped upon women of color who are single parents?
For me, that's kind of I'm pretty sure. I mean, I've dealt with so much racism throughout my life. I'm originally from Chicago. I went to school in the state of Missouri and left and went to Tennessee, was married and moved to Texas and now here. So I've dealt with racism all my life. So I guess that's something that I just was, you know, I just dealt with it. And so I think I had more judgment towards being a single mother, more so than being a single mother of color, if that makes sense. So I think it's probably one or the other. So, and I'm pretty sure there's been times where it's been both. Oh, if I was on receiving food stamps or SNAP, if I was receiving that, oh, here, woman of color coming in asking for assistance with food or TANF, and I'm single at the same time. So I'm a single mom, woman of color, receiving that. So yeah, there's some, you know, stigma towards that. And we're being stereotyped because most likely I'm single if I'm coming in asking for assistance, because I am of color and I'm a female. And you know, that's sad. That's the whole point. We want society and our communities to understand. We want them to be aware that we need assistance, not just financially or monetarily, but just with support, the understanding, hey, they may need help. You know, how can I help you? Do we need to have something for African Americans in Boulder County other than MLK weekend? You know, so it would be nice to have that awareness in our community for single parents, of not just of color, but all single parents.
Well, we are very excited to be exploring all of these issues and to have Shaquita at the microphone here on KGNU. Shaquita Yarbrough is a brand new host that is joining us now for a brand new year. And she's going to be hosting the first Monday Metro of every month, discussing issues impacting single parents and their families. And you can find out more about Shaquita and these issues that we'll be exploring at her blog, which is victoriossingleparent.com. It's also the name of the segment, Victorious Single Parent. And Katya Ishikita here at the helm of Metro on the first Monday of every month going forward, talking about a variety of issues. Upcoming shows will deal with finances, taxes, mental health and self-care. And we're very excited to have Ishikita join us here at KGNU. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're listening to Metro. This is Community Radio, KGNU.